The Lord be with you.
And
with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Those who normally come to the 12 o'clock Mass notice that there's a lot of people here this afternoon, and the reason being is that we have close to 200 teenagers that are consecrating themselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary in this Mass. So after their hard work and meditation, I think all of the adults and parents would like to give them an applause for this. I believe this would be extraordinary in the very middle of summer to have close to 200 teenagers that are spending basically a month in retreat consecrating themselves to Mary. So I think that this is an extraordinary thing. And I was praying for the young people this prayer that all of you will get to heaven, number one. Number two, I was praying that all of you will become great saints. And I was praying also that all of you will be able to save a lot of souls. So that's my prayer for you young people today. That all of you are going to get to heaven, you're going to become great saints, but you're going to be bringing a lot of other young people, and as well as adults, to heaven. Because what Mary loves is what God loves. And what God loves is the salvation of souls. Okay, so I'd like to speak briefly about, now that you've arrived at consecration, how can you live out your consecration? And five short suggestions. Number one is, every morning when you get up, you're going to be wearing your scapular. First thing you're going to do is to kiss your scapular and say an act of consecration to Mary. You probably won't memorize the long one that we practiced 15 minutes ago. However, the prayer that I say every morning is, "O Signora mia, O Madre mia, io mi offro di tutto a te, in prayer per mi figli all'affetto, ti consagro nessa dia mis ojos, mis oídos, mi lengua, mi corazón, in una palabra todo mi ser. Ya que soy toda tuya, oh Madre, bondad, guardame, defiéndeme como cosa de posesión tuya. Amen." I haven't learned it yet in English, so I say it in Spanish. Okay. So that's a shorter one. So you get up, you kiss your scapular, and you make your act the consecration to Mary. That's number one. Number two is this. Every day, try to pray the rosary every day. It's not a long prayer. Our Lady of Fatima appeared 100 years ago. And she appeared on May all the way up until October. And every time she appeared, she said, pray the rosary. Then she revealed her name. She said, I am Our Lady of the Rosary. So pray the rosary. And I invite you to ask your mom and dad to pray the rosary in your family every day. When should you pray it? I suggest right before dinner, okay? Not after. Right before dinner. So if you have dinner at 6:15, pray it at 6 o'clock, and every day you give those 15 minutes to Jesus through Mary. Okay, number three is this. Talk to Mary often during the day. Talk to her. Mary's your mother. Mary is your friend. Mary is your guide. Mary is your life, your sweetness, and your hope. Now, friends like to talk to each other. Friends like to go out and enjoy fun together. Friends call each other on the phone. Friends go and see a movie together. Friends go to the beach together. Friends like to be together. So if you really love Mary, and Mary loves you very much, try to talk to her often. You're walking from one place to another, say the Hail Mary, and say, Mary, I just feel happy today because of that consecration. Thank you. Some short prayer like that. You got to connect with Mary frequently. She becomes more and more present. I hope one day that Mary is almost like your shadow. You notice wherever you go, your shadow is following you, right? And I pray that Mary is like your shadow. Wherever you go, Mary's with you. Okay, number four is this. And this is probably the most difficult thing to do. You want to try to imitate Mary. Now that's hard. We have, after Jesus, the holiest person that ever walked on planet Earth, okay? You want to try to imitate Mary. And that means you want to try to be patient. You want to try to be kind. Try to live purity. You want to try to learn how to serve. You want to try to learn how to be charitable. You want to learn how to be strong when God sends you across. You want to learn how not to give in to depression, but try to be joyful in the midst of storms of life. So imitating Mary is also part of our living out our consecration to Mary. And the last thing I'd like to say is this. I want all of you to become apostles of Mary. Love Mary and try to bring other people to Mary. This morning, a couple came and gave me a lot of medals that they bought in Mexico. These little medals. One medal, the Medal of St. Benedict, another medal of the Miraculous Medal. I would suggest that all of you ask your parents to buy you 500 of those little medals, they called them miraculous medals. Your parents don't have enough money, okay, maybe 100 of those medals, okay? Start with 100. And carry those medals in your pocket or your purse. When you see someone, maybe on the bus, maybe in the train, maybe in the plane, maybe in the parking lot, maybe in the line when you're buying bananas, okay, at the store, no? Give that person the miraculous medal. Then explain it to them. St. Maximian Kolbe called those his spiritual bullets, his spiritual ammunition. So buy those miraculous medals and just give them out. Give them out as a sign of your great love for Mary. So as I said in my talk earlier, I pray and I hope that this is going to be the most joyful day in your life. We're all called to be joyful. We're all called to be happy. Happiness comes when we love God. There's no one in the world that loves God more than Mary. So right now, I'm going to be praying for all of you and place all of you in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In your life, you have to seek refuge in the storms of life because the storms are here and the storms are coming. Seek refuge. As Noah sought refuge in the ark, we have to seek refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So once again, I'd like to ask the moms and dads, the grandparents, the adults, to manifest our joy that they're making their consecration to Mary by giving them a big applause.